Chapter 1. Lonely Town. "Do you want to go to the beach this afternoon?" asked Mark.
"Sure," said Alicia. "That sounds great."
"We'll have to get there fast," said Mark. "On a day like today, it's probably crowded."
"Yeah, it sure is hot," said Alicia.
"And sunny," said Mark.
"A perfect day," said Alicia quietly.
Alicia pulled up the collar of her parka as a cold gust of wind blew past. It wasn't hot, it wasn't sunny, and the beach was 3,000 miles away in Florida, where they used to live before Mom got a new job in Seattle. It had been a month since their family had moved to Everton, a town outside Seattle, and Alicia still wasn't used to the weather. In Miami, it was usually in the 70s in February. But here, every day seemed to be cold and wet. The skies were gray, and the air had a peculiar smell. It was nothing like the salty sea air she was used to. Mark kicked a stone and watched it skip into a puddle. "Of course," he thought to himself. "Where isn't there a puddle?" He knew that was an exaggeration.
It didn't always rain here.
It was just that when it rained in Florida, the skies cleared up afterward. Here, the skies stayed overcast for days. But Mark tried to stay cheerful. He had read about the Pacific Northwest and learned that the weather during the summer was just fine. Then they would go to the mountains, which would be really exciting. But on days like this one, summer seemed far away.